Here we see something which is strictly classed by the standards as non-synthesizable, although individual tools for synthesis may go beyond the standards in terms of the vocabulary they support. So in this example, we see that there is more than one appositive clock in the always block. So in terms of simulation, always introduces a thread which will execute an infinite loop, and always a positive clock is a blocking call that will cause that thread to block until the appropriate edge. And if we have more than one in our description, then there is more than one place for the thread to pause, and hence we're implying a program counter, which will, in the actual hardware, record which state that nominal thread is in. And the event control may be conditional. We might have a reasonably sophisticated control flow graph in here. This is quite a peculiar example. How many states does the program counter need? Well, probably just two states, so one bit of state in that PC register is going to be inserted by the synthesis tool. And does Q ever take on the value 4? Well, if you look at this, the always block is in fact an infinite loop, and as soon as we get to the bottom, it's going to go back to the top. In fact, always is short for initial forever, which is short for initial while true. So it introduces a thread and then puts it into an infinite loop, and that infinite loop is going to cause the bottom statement to wrap straight round to the top statement, and Q will be assigned 4 and then 1 immediately afterwards. And you might say that two non-blocking assignments to a variable is non-deterministic, which is a perfectly fair statement. But in fact, Verilog synthesis semantics dictate that the second one that the thread encounters takes precedence over the first one. So Q won't actually have the value 4 in the resulting hardware. But this is really a non-standard and synthesis-specific behavior, synthesis tool-specific behavior, which is not recommended for everyday use. And indeed, when Verilog was converted to System Verilog and enhanced in many ways, this sort of programming was deleted, and you can't write this in System Verilog, as far as I know. Next slide.